Tension relaxation exercise. Try to be in a darkened room. Lie down on a flat, firm surface, such as a carpeted floor, a yoga mat. Place a small pillow under your head and use a blanket to cover your body, including your arms, which are underneath the blanket, palms facing up. Your legs are in a V, your toes pointing to the outside. Place an eye pillow or a dark cloth over your eyes so as to not disturb the optic nerve. And once you're settled, begin to bring your attention to the breathing motion already happening in your body. Bring your attention now to the space between your navel and your sternum, so just an inch or two above your belly button. Place your right hand on that area. Let gravity help this region collapse downwards as you exhale and rise when you inhale fresh air. Place your left hand on your upper chest, feeling no movement there under your left hand. So your left hand remains still with the breath while your right hand rises and falls with each inhalation and exhalation. Keeping your hands in place there, just get used to the feeling of this diaphragmatic breathing motion for just a minute. Your right hand moves, left hand is still. Your lower chest is a balloon filling with air and then flattening as the air is released. Your upper chest under your left hand remains still. Now allow your hands to relax back on the floor, palms facing up. And you'll return to this diaphragmatic breath in between each exercise. You do not want carbon dioxide to build in the body, and so you want to take your time and return to a nice, easy, rhythmic breath between each tension and relaxation exercise. Now we'll begin. Begin with your right leg only, pointing your right toes and tensing all the muscles in the right leg from the hip down. So your right leg is squeezing, toes pointed, holding the tension, and then relax, allowing the entire right leg to relax, returning to that diaphragmatic breath. We do each part of the body two times. So again, you'll want to point the toes of the right foot, lengthening the leg. Feel the entire length tense from the hip all the way down to the toes, tensing the shins, the calves, the quadriceps, the hamstrings, and release, relaxing the entire right leg. Returning to your breath, breathing deeply and smoothly, breathing diaphragmatically, exhaling leads immediately into your inhalation. And now we'll focus on the left leg. So while the rest of the body remains perfectly still and relaxed, pointing your left toes, bringing tension into your entire left leg. Lengthen your left leg from the hip all the way down through the pointed toes. Tensing and release, letting the left leg relax completely. Returning to the breath, And then bringing your attention again to the left leg, point the left toes, lengthening the leg longer than you thought possible, tensing all of the muscles in the leg, lengthening, lengthening, and relax. Letting the left leg be as relaxed as the rest of the body, and returning to your deep and smooth diaphragmatic breathing. And now tensing both legs at the same time. Both legs pointing the toes, lengthening both legs from the hips as long as you can make them. There's length and space in all of the joints and tension in the muscles, letting the rest of the body be completely relaxed. And release. Returning to the breath. And now, bringing your attention to both legs again, pointing the toes of both feet, lengthening each of the legs from the hips all the way down to the pointed toes, tensing all the muscles of both legs. And relax the legs. Breathing slowly and deeply now. And now, focus your attention on your right arm, lengthening your right arm from the shoulder all the way down to the fingertips. The fingertips are spread out and tense. All of the muscles of the arm are squeezing, lengthening, holding the tension, and relax. Breathing diaphragmatically. Relaxing the body. Tensing the right arm again. Letting the fingertips be long, letting the entire arm lengthen from the shoulder, lengthening as long as you can make it, all the way down the arm, into the outstretched fingertips, holding the tension and release. Breathing deeply and smoothly as you relax the entire body. Lengthening now the left arm from the left shoulder all the way down into the left fingertips. Lengthening the arm, tensing all of the muscles of the left arm, letting the rest of the body relax. Release the tension in the left arm and relax. Feeling the breath moving in the belly, in the lower chest. And then once again, tensing the left arm, lengthening all the way from the top of the shoulder to each of the fingertips, outstretched and tense, holding all that tension in the left arm. Only in the left arm, letting the rest of the body be relaxed. And release and relax the entire body. Feeling the body resting on the floor, letting all the muscles of the body relax. And now both arms. Lengthening both arms from the shoulders down through the upper arm, the lower arms, and into the 10 fingers holding that tension, and release. Returning to the breath, returning to a deep and smooth, even, rhythmic breath. And now we'll combine arms and legs. So first the right side, leaving the left side of the body relaxed and focusing all of your attention on the right side of the body, lengthening the right leg from the hip down to the pointed toes, as well as the right arm, lengthening from the shoulder joint all the way down through the fingertips. So the entire right side of the body, the right leg, right arm, are tense, holding the tension, and release. Let's do the right side again. Tensing the right leg, the right arm. The right side of the body is tense, holding tension, holding as much as you can. And release, returning to your diaphragmatic breathing. And now the left side of the body, the left leg, the left arm, both of them are lengthening, tightening as much as possible, holding the tension, lengthening, stretching longer than you thought possible, and relax. Let the entire body relax. Breathing deeply and smoothly. Turning again to the entire left side of the body, left leg, left arm, lengthening, tensing all the muscles of the left side of the body, holding the tension as much as you can, and relax. Returning to your breath. And now crossing over your right leg and left arm, your right foot pointing all the tension that you can possibly hold in your right leg, simultaneously tensing and lengthening your left arm. At the same time, right leg and left arm lengthening and holding the tension, release. And relax the right leg and left arm. Let's try that again. Your right leg and left arm. Lengthening the left arm from the left shoulder all the way down to the left fingertips, and lengthening the right leg from the right hip all the way down to the pointed foot. Holding that tension and relax. And now the left leg and the right arm, lengthening the left leg from the pelvis down to the pointed toes of the left leg, holding the tension, lengthening while you also lengthen the right arm from the right shoulder all the way down to the outstretched fingertips of the right hand, lengthening both at the same time, and release. Once again, left leg, right arm, holding the tension, lengthening the left leg and the right arm, tensing all those muscles, trying to leave the right leg and left arm relaxed. And release. Exhaling and inhaling now deeply and smoothly. Letting the body be supported fully on the floor. And now, bringing tension to the whole body, both legs and both arms. First, just trying to hold tension only in the legs and the arms, nothing else. Lengthening both of the legs, both of the arms away from the torso. Lengthening all four of the limbs, holding the tension, hold, 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 and release. One more time, both of the legs and both of the arms, lengthening away from the torso, away from the shoulders, lengthening the arms, lengthening the legs, away from the hips, pointing the toes and holding that tension, and now relax. Returning to your breath. And now we're going to let the tension flow like a wave through the entire body. Starting from the toes, let the tension move up like a wave from the toes to the legs, tensing in the stomach, now the chest, then the arms, the neck, the face, tensing all the muscles of the face and then up to the scalp, holding, holding, holding this tension in the entire body simultaneously, and release. Exhaling and inhaling. Release entirely. Now one more time, the entire body simultaneously, starting from the toes, moving like a wave up the legs. The tension then moves up to the upper legs, the pelvis, the stomach, tensing the chest, all the muscles in the arms, up to the neck, the face, and the scalp, holding the tension, holding it, holding it, holding it. And then relax the entire body, completely relaxed, breathing deeply now. Breathe as if you are breathing through all of your pores. With each exhalation, letting all of the toxicity release from the body through the pores. And continue to take 5 long rhythmic breaths. Letting your exhalations move immediately and naturally into your inhalations, relaxing the entire body on the floor. Noticing the quality of your mind with a relaxed body, noticing that this is the state of mind and body that allows healing to happen. Take one more diaphragmatic breath, deep, deep, inhalation and nice long exhalation, breathing out any remaining stagnant air. And then turning to your left side, using your arms to slowly rise.